Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with International Tabernacle of Deliverance Holiness Ministries, and this is our grand opening. We come today to celebrate the Lord, amen, and to dedicate these services, amen, to Him. But this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. I just praise God, amen, for what He is doing and what He is about to do. Amen. Praise God. We dedicate this service, amen, in this building to the Lord because, amen, He is worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be lifted up. And we want to magnify Him and give Him the glory. I thank Him for what He's doing and what He's about to do. I'm going to start off with scripture reading. Praise God. It's coming out of the book of Psalms 100. We give God glory. Thank you, Jesus. We give God the praise. Thank you, Jesus. We give God all the honor. Praise God for what He's doing and what He's about to do. For the Bible says, make a joyful noise, amen, unto the Lord. Praise God. That means to shout. Praise God. All ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness. Praise God. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, amen, praise God, He is God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pastures. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless. Praise God. I just got to say it like this. And bless. Praise God. His holy name. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. For the Lord is good. Praise God. And His mercy is everlasting. And His truth endured to all generations. We come to celebrate the Lord today. Praise God. We come to give Him glory. Praise God. All the honor and all the praise. Amen, because He's worthy. Praise God. This is a celebration, amen, to lift up Jesus and to glorify His name. This is a celebration, amen, to let us understand that, amen, Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. This is a celebration, amen, praise God, to tell our people that, amen, with Him we live and move and have our being. This is a celebration and a dedication, amen, to honor God, amen, and His holiness. Amen. For His house, amen, Jesus said in the Word, should be called a house of prayer. Amen. Praise God. In this service, amen, praise God. In this church, in this dedication, it will be a house of prayer. Oh, I bless Him. I bless Him. I bless Him today. I bless Him. I thank Him for His wondrous works, how awesome He is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I just want to give Him thanks, amen, for His mercy upon me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, the one that died for us on Calvary, the one that shed His blood, amen, that we might have a right, amen, to the tree of life. Yes. Oh, Father, I give You glory today. Now, God, I magnify You, hallelujah, and I shabbat You. Now, God, I give You praise for what You're doing and what You're about to do in this place, God. For, Lord God, we have set it aside for Your glory today, and we have set it aside for Your will today, and we have set it aside, amen, that You might be, amen, the head of this church. Hallelujah, thank You, Jesus. So, I praise You in the name of Jesus. And I glorify
glorify your name today, God. What a mighty God we serve that can do everything but fail. I thank you for what you have done in my life. And, Lord God, what you're about to do in the people's lives, because, Lord God, you get the glory out of everything. And I want to thank you, my Father, amen, for, amen, help today, God. I'm asking, Lord God, to look down upon those, God, that are incarcerated. Lord God, those that are sick in their body, let them know, Jesus, that you are the way, the truth, and the life. Lord God, I thank you for what you're doing in the name of Jesus. And those that have sickness in their bodies, my Father, Jesus was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of his peace is upon us. And by his stripes we are healed. Lord God, I want to thank you, Jesus, for your grace and mercy. I want to thank you, Jesus, Lord God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, for dying on Calvary. I want to thank you, Jesus, for giving me another chance. I want to thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul, Father. And I ask you, Lord God, whatever it is that the people need today, God, that you look upon their needs in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah, give you glory. Hallelujah, I praise your name. Hallelujah, I thank you, Lord God, for your mercy. Lord God, he cannot even shine out all of us. We cannot do anything without you. I yield my members to you right now. I'm not my own, my Father, but I've been bought with a price. Hallelujah, my soul has been redeemed. Lord God, thank you, Lord God, for those that are coming today, God. Save them to the uttermost, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, I thank you. I want to praise your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Go by you. I bless you. I shabbat you today in the name of Jesus. Send your anointing that destroy every yoke, bind up Satan and every trick and trap in the name of Jesus. You tell me in the word he is a defeated soul, that Jesus got the victory on Calvary. His blood shed, the Lord God, the covenant of our souls. Lord God, thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for restoration in the name of Jesus. Thank you for total deliverance to everyone that come into this house. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping their minds in the name of Jesus. We can't do nothing without you, Father. All our steps, God, in your word. For your word saves, your word heals, and your word delivers in the name of Jesus. I praise your name. I give you glory, God, in Jesus' name. Now I know if the more God, that yokes will be destroyed and souls will be saved, because this house is about saving souls. This house is a non-compromising house. It don't take down for the devil, but it rise up in victory in Jesus Christ. I praise your name, God. I give you glory, God. Send the angels, God, in the name of Jesus. Mandebo Shalana Messiah. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem in the name of Jesus. We pray for this United States in the name of Jesus. We pray for the word to go forth in the name of Jesus. Anoint us the more, God, in Jesus' name. I yield my mind, my body, and my soul to you, my Father, because, Lord God, in you I live, in you I move, in you I have my being. I can't thank you enough. I can't glorify you enough. I can't be before you enough. You've been so good to me, my God, my God, my God. Now I'm a shun, I'm a second, if you're a shun. Now I praise and bless your name in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, my God, thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, thank you. I can't thank you enough, Moshe. Ah, my son, Moshe. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Mandoshana, Moshe. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. A God that's more than enough. Oh, my God, I thank you, Jesus. A God that can do everything but fail. I'm a witness. I thank you, Jesus. Your will be done. My shanala moshe. In Jesus' name I pray. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Every shackle is broken. Every stronghold is destroyed. And they shake it, they shake. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hey, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hey, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. For a soul is not by might, it's not by power, but it's by your precious Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, have your way. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. I can't thank you enough, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, we worship you. Hallelujah. 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 There's a sweet spirit in this place. Hallelujah. Now I like you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. Let us worship him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we give you praise, God. Thank you, Jesus. As we yield our members to you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We yield for your glory. We yield for your will. Hallelujah. We yield, hallelujah, that you might get the glory. Glorify thyself, God, in this place, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I love to praise your name. Oh, I bless your name. Oh, I shabak you today. I give you praise. Hallelujah. 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 Come on in, Holy Spirit. You're welcome. Hallelujah. Shanna Lidioshe. Ah, my Shanna. Oh, I love you, Lord. Hanna Nana Moshanna. Oh, praise your name, God. Oh, Moshikidioshana Mosha. Oh, bless your name. What a mighty God that can do everything but fail. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I welcome you. I welcome you. I welcome you. Praise God. To our grand opening, to our dedication of International Tabernacle of Deliverance Holiness Ministries. Amen. God has moved this ministry from St. Louis, Missouri, amen, praise God, in order for us to obey the will of God. We are a Pentecostal church that walk in holiness. We teach the word of God, building up on our most holy faith. Come and join. Amen, praise God. Praise God.
The services, amen, started on October the 1st. Praise God. At 7 p.m., that was, amen, intercessory prayer that went forth. Amen, praise God. On the 2nd, intercessory prayer went forth. Praise God. Amen. But today, amen, we are here for the grand opening and the dedication of International Tabernacle of Deliverance Holiness Ministries. The order of the services will be on Sunday. Myself, amen, will do the grand opening. And I am, again, Pastor Barbara Burris. Amen. Praise God. On Monday, we will have Pastor Sharon Kirkland, amen, and she will speak, amen, a word in season. And on Tuesday, we have, again, myself, amen, that will close out the grand opening as far as, amen, the celebration part. And then all the rest of the month, we will pray at 7 o'clock. That will be time for us to get to work. Amen. Praise God. For the Lord. Praise God. And I give God glory. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want to give you some information. Praise God, because it's most important. Amen. When God called me forth into the ministry, amen, I started pulling, amen, and he started pulling for me in 1983, amen, but I didn't get saved until 85, amen, praise God, amen, it was a struggle, amen. Sometimes when you are being drawn by God, amen, you literally struggle to get to where you are because the enemy don't want you to be saved. He don't want you to be delivered. He don't want, amen, God to come in your life. But I'm telling you today, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And I'm going to tell you, like they say, he's good, like Shirley Caesar say. Praise God. She say, with the commercial of Campbell's Soup, amen, it was good. Well, with God, he's good. Praise God. This is a nonprofit corporation that is incorporated. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That means that we will have more entities to this church than this only. Amen. The building. Amen. Praise God. The purpose of the church is to achieve all the goals that God has set for us. Amen. This is not what I say my church. This is God's church. Amen. And it is an honor to serve him. Because I'm called forth as a servant. Amen. And he also called me friend. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. It is Pentecostal. Amen. And one of the things that we do in this church, amen, is operate in holiness. Because holiness is a lifestyle. It's not a denomination. So you can be holy in Baptist. You can be holy in any church, but it's how you're going to live it. Amen. If you can't live holy, amen, praise God, for God is holy, amen, praise God, then you got a problem. Praise God, because we got to live holy. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Our future plans, amen, praise God, if we will eventually get around to Bible college, amen, to the teaching of the word. We're going to have a food pantry, a bookstore, amen, a shelter, amen, praise God. Amen. And not only that, but we're going to cater to children because children are our future. Praise God. We're going to have youth ministry and most of all, amen, worldwide evangelism. I think we need to take this to the globe. And I believe that, amen, God, amen, has ordained such a time as this for the ministry to come forth for him to be glorified throughout the world. Amen. So we're not going to stop at Houston, Texas. Amen. But we're going to go abroad. Amen. Like this. Amen. And I give God the glory. Like this. Amen. Praise God. Radio broadcast today. Amen. It is being, praise God, broadcast all over the world. You can hear it in England, amen, France, amen. Over in Jerusalem, you're hearing it today, praise God. Over in India, praise God. Africa is going over in Africa, praise God. So it's going all over the world. So we're not going to stop at just Houston, Texas, amen, praise God. I'm just like Jabez. He said what? Broaden his territories, didn't he? Yeah. Praise God. So I want my territories to be broadened. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. In it, amen. Praise God. I give God the glory. Amen. Praise God. When God first called me forth, amen. Amen. Praise God. After such a struggle and a fight, amen, to get to where I needed to be with him and salvation, amen, to be permeating in my soul, amen. Then he gave me what he wanted me to do. And he told me Matthew 10:7, he said, as you go, say, literally to preach and say, amen, the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom is at hand. So that was my focal point, amen. When he called you forth, one of the things that he will do is give you a word on what you're supposed to do. You'd be a crazy man or woman to get out there and don't know what you're supposed to do. Amen. So when you are walking in obedience, he will give you exactly what you are supposed to do. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. I founded my first church, amen, and it was Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Holiness Ministries, and it was founded on March 4th in 1990. Praise God. And so after receiving my charter and everything that I needed to do, God told me, he said, I want to take you a little bit higher. He said, dissolve that. And he told me, he said, now I want you to go in. Praise God. I want you to rename your church. And I did. And this is what I got up with, International Tabernacle of Deliverance Holiness Ministries. And because of that, amen, praise God, I pondered in my heart. I said, God, I say, what do you want me to name it? I thought Praise and Deliverance. But he said, International. And then he gave me the reasons why he wanted it to be named International. When you look at a church and you look at the church name, I went and I began to do research. And international means global, worldwide ministry. Praise God. And so as I went and I did what he told me to do, God began to establish foundations. I opened my first building, amen, in Houston, Texas, off of Federal Road. Praise God. You remember that, Cassandra? Praise God. Praise God. And we had a high time. Amen. Praise God. And after that building was closed, amen, I went and did evangelistic work. I went and I worked in the hotels, amen, in the Holiday Inn and the various other places, amen, evangelizing and pastorship of the word. Praise God. So I didn't ever stop ministry because a building closed. Sometimes when God closes one building, amen, that means he's getting ready to open up another one for his glory. So sometimes, amen, we start off and a lot of times we give up because we think it didn't work. But it worked, amen, for the glory of God and for the purpose that it was supposed to do at that time. So I praise God, amen. So I want to tell you some of the things that we do in this church, amen, praise God. And the oldest worship on earth, amen, that anybody can ever understand, amen. Abraham worshiped God. Noah worshiped God. They always built an altar before the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And the oldest worship, amen, and praise God, is we pray together. Because in the Bible we read, let your moderation be known unto all men. Amen. The Lord is at hand. Praise God. Be careful for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto the Lord. Philippians 4:5-6 and Acts 4:24, praise God. So we need to pray. That's our communication. Amen. Man said, if you don't pray, you can't stay. And if you don't fast, you won't last. Amen. Praise God. So we need to pray at all times. How will God, amen, praise God, move upon a situation if you don't tell him you got a problem? You got to talk to him. You got to let him know, not only in prayer, amen, and worship and praise, but you got to let him know you love him. Amen. Agape love is the greatest love. Praise God. And then we need to extend that to all the sisters and brothers. Amen. Praise God. So prayer is literally needed. We lift up hands in praise. Praise God. In the Bible we read, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord, Psalms 134 and 2. So I'm always lifting up and praising the Lord, amen, praise God, and giving him the glory. Now, I'm going to tell you, I just want to be honest with you, amen. I'm not like these young folks with all this new dancing that they're doing in the church. I like good old-fashioned holiness, amen. And I was brought up that way, praise God, and that's the way I'm going to stay, praise God. We sing. In the Bible, it literally reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praises, Psalms 98:4. Hallelujah. I don't care what David went through. He always sing and praise his way out of stuff. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. So he was a man after God's own heart, but, amen, he knew when he did bad or wrong, amen, and would get into situations, one of the things that he would do, he would begin to make love to God. Yeah. You know, when you're down and you're going through things, amen, one of the things that you got to do is call on God and hallelujah, and ask God, how do you resolve this and what do I do about it? So David danced and praised and sang before the Lord. Even his wife, Michelle, she got mad at him, amen, because he danced till his clothes almost fell off. Amen, praise God, when he was bringing the ark of God to the Lord, amen, to the place, amen, of David's dwelling, amen, the city of David. So we need to praise the Lord. We need to dance. We need to worship him. Amen, praise God. And then we play musical instruments because, amen, in the Bible we read, and David and all his house, amen, of Israel, played before the Lord in all manner of instruments, amen, of wood, amen, fir wood, even of harp, amen, praise God, of the palfrey, of the timbrel, amen, praise God, of cornet, and amen, praise God, of cymbals. 2 Samuel 6:5, praise God. So we know, amen, music is present, amen. Because one of the things that David did when Saul was really tormented about demons, amen, David would literally do what? He would play, praise God, that harp, praise God, amen, praise God, and that tormenting would leave. That's what we go through. The enemy is always challenging our mind. He talks to us all day long, amen, and Sister Santa tell me all the time, say, don't talk to him. When he talks to you, don't talk to him. Don't answer him back. Bind his mouth up. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So I learned a lot from her. Praise God. So anyway, we praise God. Amen. We let that music go forth because it relaxes us. When we're depressed, amen, when we're going through, amen, be it our jobs, our home, our family, amen, one of the things that I have found out, amen, that music relaxes the soul because the soulish man is the one that's being attacked. Satan came to me one time and he told me that he wanted my soul, amen, and I said, no, you can't have my soul. He came to me another time and said, I want your stuff. That means all your belongings, your possessions, if it's your car, amen, your children, your home, amen, your finances. He wants it because he's the thief that comes out to do what? But steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. So he's going to steal, amen, kill, and destroy everything that he can. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So we need that music going around. We need to dance, amen, and worship the Lord. I get in this house, amen, hallelujah. And all I want to do, I don't need a four step. All I need is these two feet to step and praise the Lord, praise God. We clap, amen, and shout unto God because in the Bible we read, Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of trumpets. Amen. Praise God with the voice of triumph. Psalms 47 and 1. Amen. And then we dance. That our dance is. Praise God. In the spirit, because in the Bible we read, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his powers. Psalms 150 and 1. When I was first saved, God gave me 150. Amen. Praise God to read. And then he gave me Isaiah, the 60th chapter. And I would read that every day. I would read it every day until it just saturated my soul. Don't you know when you read, amen, the word, the Bible says in Psalms, it said, that word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. So that word begins to resonate in your heart, in your soul, your spirit, your mind, amen, your wills, your thoughts, and your emotions, amen, that every time that devil try to come to cause you to sin, you got a right to tell him, ain't no sin in me. Ain't no condemnation in me.
Amen.
Ain't nothing unrighteous in me. Because God done already, his son done already did what paid the price. Amen. And then we testify because, amen, it's important for us to testify. Amen. Praise God. Jesus is our testimony for one thing. He overcame the devil. So what we need to do is we need to become overcomers. And we overcome by his blood. Amen. And the words of our testimony. And we literally not love our lives unto death. Amen. Praise God. That's Revelation 12 and 11. Amen. Praise God. When we testify about the goodness of Jesus Christ, amen, our Lord and Savior, that encourages somebody else to want to go on and serve God. That encourages somebody else to want to go on and say, okay, I might have had a bad day, but God is able to bring me out. Praise God. So we do all of these things, amen, because, amen, of who God is and what he's capable of doing. Amen. He can't fail. Amen. Praise God. Ain't no failure in him. Praise God. He's not divided. We're divided. Amen. Praise God. Even Jesus literally said, a house divided cannot stand. Amen. But we're not supposed to be divided. Amen. If we belong to God and we say we are God, then where is the schism? Where is the division? Amen. It's in our flesh. It's in our emotions. It's in what we feel like we should do. Amen. Instead of doing what God said do. Amen. Praise God. Because God ain't divided. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Was in the beginning. Amen. God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus created the heavens and earth. Amen. Praise God. They weren't divided, were they? Amen. If they were divided, the work couldn't have never gotten done. But down here on earth, we divide. We fight against everybody. We talk against everybody. We do everything that we can do to harm everybody. Amen. Praise God, not knowing that we are interfering with the will of God. Praise God. We are literally interfering with the will of God. And then the most important thing, amen, we do is, amen, praise God, we anoint with oil. Thank you, Jesus. All the priests, amen, that was called forth of the Levitical priesthood was anointed with oil. Praise God. Even Moses, he poured the oil. I bless God today. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. He poured the oil on Aaron's head, and the oil trickled down. Amen. Praise God. All the way through, amen, all the way down his body. Amen, for the service of the Lord. The anointing destroys the yoke. Some of us are yoked up, amen. On the radio, we're yoked up. In the world, we're yoked up. And the only way that we can be set free is through Jesus' blood and his atonement for our souls and that anointed oil, that, amen, is placed in our lives. The anointing destroys the yoke. In the Bible it reads, is any sick among you? Let him call the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. James 5 and 14. So we know that the anointing, amen, is precious. But the greatest anointing that we have comes from the Holy Ghost. For he is the one that carries out the work, amen, as Jesus has sent him. Jesus said, amen, the Comforter will come. And not only will he come, but he will guide and teach us into all truth. Without the Holy Ghost, without Jesus Christ, without Father God, which is the Trinity, we won't make it. So we need that anointing. The anointing, amen, is transferable. Amen. Praise God. So, amen, praise God. Hallelujah. As Moses, amen, anointed Aaron, amen, he took, amen, the anointing oil and put oil on his right ear, his right thumb, and his right toe. The anointing on the ear is for the hearing of the word. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. The anointing on the hand makes your hand a pen of a ready writer. Amen. Praise God. It's for the word. Praise God. And the anointing that was placed on the toe, amen, was for the ordering of the steps. Sometimes, amen, we as saints, we go places that we're not supposed to go. We get involved in things that we're not supposed to get involved in. But when the anointing saturates your soul, amen, praise God, one of the things that, amen, you will begin to understand that I can't go to places I used to go no more. I can't do the things that I used to do no more. Praise God. It's not that I don't want to fellowship with you, but I fellowship with you, I friendship with you, and then I go on. Praise God. Because God has called me into sanctification, into holiness and righteousness and truth. A lot of saints are destroyed today because they did what they wanted to do. So we use this anointing oil, praise God. I use it all the time, praise God. I keep myself covered. So I want you today, amen, praise God. Thank you, Jesus, to catch the vision. Amen, praise God. Let God utilize you for his glory in this vision because it's God's vision. Praise God. Before I was created in the earth realm, amen, and God sent me to do a work, amen, he already had purpose in my life. He had already orchestrated, amen, and put everything down on the inside of me that he had appointed for my life, for his glory. So, amen, praise God. We are to catch the vision, amen, those that want to be a part of God's, amen, ministry, amen, and his will. Praise God. Amen. International Tabernacle of Deliverance Holiness Ministries, doors are now open to all that want to catch the vision. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. In it, we will have ministers, amen, assistants. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I give God praise. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We have a covenant. Amen. And because God covenanted with Abraham first, amen, praise God, one of the things that this covenant will do, amen, is literally set forth for guidelines, amen, for us to walk by. Amen. Praise God. And we walk in agreement to the will of God and what he says for us to do. We're not walking by what we want to do. Amen. A lot of churches are built up on what I say, what the pastor say, supposed to go on. But he never checked in with God to see what God is saying. Amen. So, amen, this church is not going to be led by no pastor and no man in essence to cause, amen, us to fall. We do have to have leadership over us. But we're not going to be led by man and their agenda. We're going to be led by what God speaks in the spirit because it's the spirit that brings life. Amen. Praise God. So we will literally, amen, focus on keeping the covenant agreement with God. That's the most important thing. If we keep the covenant agreement with God, amen, nothing will interfere with his will. God had given me a message here not too long ago, and it's the due order of God. Amen. So a lot of times when you see things that go on in the church, amen, and literally pastors, they're falling and failing from their position, amen, because they didn't follow the due order. That means they stepped out way ahead of God. They began to establish their own ways and their own doctrines. And then when they got in trouble, one of the things that happened, amen, praise God, was that they didn't have a covering. They didn't have nobody to back them up. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And so we just give God the glory and praise God, all the honor and all the praise. Thank you, Jesus, for what he's doing. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Our statement of belief is we believe in the Trinity. Praise God. One Godhead, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, which is one deity. Amen. Praise God. There will be a rapture. We know that. Praise God. And that we will take place, amen, in our positions, amen, praise God, for those that believe Christ to want to be a part of God's army. Praise God. And then not only that, with the rapture, amen, there will be a battle at Armageddon. So we know that, amen, we are part of God's army because Jesus is going to need us. And so we're getting ready. This is a place where we're getting ready, amen, down here on earth, amen. And then, amen, when Jesus comes, we'll be ready. I don't want to be in a position where you have to run and try to hurry up and figure out a way to get ready. It's going to be too late. But if you get prepared now, if you make yourself ready now, when Jesus comes, we don't know the day nor the hour. We don't know when the battle of Armageddon, amen, is going to take place. But we're going to be ready. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We believe that Christ died for our sins and that he is and was the first to be risen from the dead and is sitting right now on the right-hand side of Father God making what? Intercession. He's constantly saying, get that girl out of trouble, Father. Get that man out of trouble, Father. Amen. They're down there doing something they don't have no business doing. And I have already told them through the word. Amen. But they yet still want to get up in that mess. So he's interceding all the time for us, praise God. Hallelujah. And then, praise God, we walk by faith. And prayer is very important in our relationship with Christ. The Bible says in Hebrews 11, he said, now faith. That means right now faith. Not tomorrow faith, but right now faith. It's the substance. Amen. And substance is tangible. You can touch it. You can feel it. You can experience it. Amen. Praise God. So when you have faith to go out there and get your SUV or whatever and you walk by that faith, amen. Praise God. Because it's tangible, that means God is going to manifest it in its proper time. Praise God. So faith is tangible. That substance is tangible. And then not only faith is the substance of, but you got to work faith. You don't sit up there and say, I got an SUV and want it to come to you because it ain't coming. So you got to work that faith. You got to walk out on your most holy faith. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then you got to understand that there is a warfare in heaven. And with the faith that you have, the enemy is trying to stop you from getting the SUV, the home, praise God. But God's manifested glory is going to be seen because God brings it from the atmosphere, the stratosphere, and the troposphere. He brings it down to you, amen, in his manifested glory so that you can see it. And like I said, it's tangible, not only see it, but touch it. I want to touch that.
That's mine. God gave it to me. Praise God. So it's tangible. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. But while it's coming down, while that faith is moving, praise God, one of the things that will happen is Satan is trying to fight and send his army on that side after your stuff. Amen. He's trying to keep you from receiving your blessing on this side. Amen. Because he knows if you ever get hold of something, oh, my God, what a mighty God that we serve. He know that God knows that you would be a good steward over what you get and use it for his glory. When I got that card there, I said, God, I said, I dedicate this card to you. Praise God. Because I knew if I gave it to him, he would keep it. I went without payments. They repossessed it. Then came back around, called me and asked me, Miss Burst, what do you want to do? I said, Lord have mercy. I said, I want to keep my car. It's not any good for anybody else. It ain't gonna serve nobody else. He said, okay. He said, what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna knock a $380-something car payment down like you have asked. I even set the price, $150. That's what I pay now for my car. I bought it brand new, and God has been keeping it. I give God the glory. So that faith being tangible, amen, was manifested in God's glory. He gave it to me because he needed it. He knew that I would go out and utilize it for his glory. Amen. Praise God. Then God is not selfish that he would take it all for his glory, but he said, I'm going to let you have it for your pleasure as well. So we go out. We take our families places. Come on now. Various places that need to be, amen, praise God, utilized for his glory. Come on. He's not a selfish or jealous God in that essence, amen, that he would take things, give it to you, and then be selfish and tell you can't use it for me only, but you can use it. You're not going to use it for yourself only, but for me as well, praise God. So he fixed that. He works it. God is a God that works things out for his glory. And I'm going to tell you something. Amen. This celebration that we're having today is not only to glorify God, but God said, well, then you glorifying me, he said, I'm going to give you some food. Amen. I'm going to give you some food. Praise God. So that's the kind of God we serve. Israel, one of their biggest problems was he kept on saying, I want to bless you, but you don't want to be blessed. I want to help you, but you don't want to be helped. You're so busy trying to figure out how you're going to make it work. And God said, I can't work on your behalf for you and when you stepping your feet in it.
That's right.
But when you get out of it, come on, then it can work. So I began to learn. I'm stepping back so that I can see you manifest the glory in the earth realm. I'm tired. I done suffered so much. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I want to see you bless me. Amen. Because that's his good pleasure. My God. He even said in his word, he said, I would that your soul, amen, that you should prosper even as your soul is prospering. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he wants prosperity and blessings. Amen. Praise God upon his people. Amen. Praise God. We worship in the spirit. Amen. And in truth. And I always praise him for his worthy to be praised. Holiness is important. Amen. For God is holy. Christ being our example of holiness, he showed us the way. I mean, You ever walked into the place and they say, come on in because the table is set, it's spread, everything is right down there. Christ laid down everything. He spread everything. And he said, now, what I want you to do is you are an overcomer. Why should you not be an overcomer when I have overcome for you on the cross? Amen. We don't have to suffer, amen, a lot of things. Let me get you straight on it. We're going to suffer many things, but we don't have to suffer a lot of things when we got God on our side. Amen. Praise God. So he's a God of blessing.
Mary said, amen, when the angels came to him, to her, amen, praise God, excuse me, and told her about her birth in Jesus Christ and that the Holy Ghost would overshadow her. One of the things that Mary did, she didn't go around telling everybody her business, did she? Amen. But she said, my soul do magnify the Lord. I magnify, and magnify mean to blow up, to increase, to come on out, to be made known, to be seen. Amen. And because she magnified the Lord, and she pondered in her heart, one of the things that happened, I give God the glory, in due process of time, she birthed forth Jesus Christ. God is the God of increase. Never take away. We take away. Amen. In our mess. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. We believe in strict obedience. Amen. To God's commandment. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Strict obedience does not mean that we're not going to make mistakes. We're human. We're going to make mistakes. Amen. But the first thing, amen, Sister Anna tells me, she said, you better go and repent right then and there. You go and repent, amen, because repentance brings you back to God. Repentance literally means to turn you back in the direction where you should be going. Amen, because you have gotten off course. Amen, praise God. So, amen, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Our statement of belief is, amen, divorce is acceptable under the word of God, and thus we examine it. And then the Bible said we do not encourage it. Amen, praise God. That's what I'm saying, literally. So that's what Jesus was saying. In the book of Hebrews 13:4, the word states, marriage is honorable and the bed is undefiled. Amen. But whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. In the book of Mark 10:9, it states, what therefore God has joined together, let no man put us under. For in doing so, amen. Thank you, Jesus. If you put that maid away, you will also commit adultery as well. So you need to stay, amen, with the one that God has given you with, if he's given it to you. Now, this is the key. There are a lot of marriages that God didn't put together. And so, I'm telling you, Jesus told me, he said, divorce is acceptable. Amen. Praise God. For it said, what God has put together, let no man put us under. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We go marry Tom, and then we birth all of Tom's children. Murderers. Backbiters. Those that want to kill up the saints. And then we see that we got a problem. We got a problem already when we marry the wrong man. But when we marry the right man, the Bible says, train up a child in the way he should come out. And when he's old, he won't depart. So we know for sure that God got his hand on that child. I don't care what that child do. But when you marry one of Satan's sons, I mean, you're going to catch it. The household's going to catch it. The children are going to give you trouble, amen, down to the third and fourth generation because there's a curse on that person. Praise God. And what we have done, we have literally walked out of the curse because we are now covered with Jesus Christ and his blood. Praise God. Praise God. We believe in the resurrection of the dead, that there is a new heaven and a new earth. We believe that anyone can be saved through repentance and accepting Jesus, amen, as being the Son of God, amen. Romans 10, amen, praise God, and 9. We believe in seeking counsel, amen, the counsel of God in all matters, and that God has called us into sanctification by the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. God has let me know that there are guidelines of moral and spiritual laws that we must abide by. We ask that a woman do not wear pants, amen, and if she wear pants, amen, that's fine with me. I'm not knocking it. But that's the Pentecostal way. I'm just telling you the guidelines of the Pentecostals. Amen. Praise God. Have nothing to do with it. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. And a lot of people say, well, that's in the Old Testament, and that was not pertaining to a woman, but it was pertaining to a woman wearing a man's garment. Well, God called me different into sanctification, into holiness. But I don't tear nobody down when they wear pants or what they believe or what they say, because that's between them and God. But I'm just telling you what God has given me. Praise God. Praise God. Then we look at the Trinity, 1 John 5, 7, and 8. There are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. These three are one, and there are three that bear witness in the earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. These three agree in one, John 10 and 30. And Jesus in Matthew, amen, 1, and said, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and a shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted, God is with us. And in John 1, 5-5, it says, in the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was the Word. That means before, amen, anything else, that was always God. Amen, and the Word. Praise God. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen, praise God. Buddha ain't the Word. Come on. Muhammad ain't the Word. Krishna can't save you. Come on. But it's all in the Word. Amen. It's all in God. It's all in what God has established. One God, one faith, one baptism. Oh, I give him praise today. Praise God. And the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. He came to give us life. We was in a dark world. We was dead. Amen. Laden with sin. Amen. Didn't know how to deal with issues. Amen. But hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, amen, became that light for us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. And the light shined in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not, because what? Didn't want to accept him. Because he at first what? Wanted to rebel against him in heaven. That's the darkness. Satan is the darkness. Jesus came into a dark world. Amen. Wasn't no light for the saints. We didn't have no sense of direction. Doing everything that we were big enough to do. And the Bible says Satan is the god of this world. That means we were controlled by him. But when Christ stepped in, amen, that light shined, and we were able to do what? See. Amen. You walk in a dark room, what? You don't know what you might stumble over. Amen, praise God. But when you walk in the light, praise God, you know how to avoid this and how to avoid that, praise God, and how to get out of this way. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John 14 and 6 said, Jesus said unto him, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming unto the Father except by me. Try to get to God without Jesus. Can't do it. Come on. Come on now. Amen. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. There are many voices in the world today that talk to us all day long. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But there's a distinct voice that will make you to understand that Jesus' voice is so different. Amen. And he's so loving. And he won't force nothing on you. He won't make you do nothing out of context. But everything that he does is to keep you so that you won't die and go to hell. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Then confession, Romans 10 and 9. that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen. Praise God. Mark 16:16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Praise God. And then the baptism, Matthew 28:9-19-20. A lot of people baptized in Jesus' name. A lot of people baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And Jesus gave me, he said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. In Jesus' name, I've been baptized both ways. Amen. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever command you. And lo, I am with you always until the end of the world. Amen. Praise God. So we do need to be baptized. And there are three baptisms. Amen. And as I do my teaching, amen, praise God, I'm going to teach you, amen, the different baptisms, when it first arrived, amen, and the reasons and the purpose for it. Baptism literally washes, amen, away the sins. Amen. And like we John want us to do, be converted. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You go down in a liquid grave. Amen. People say, and you come up brand new. Well, that baptism is cleansing and purifying. Praise God. It's symbolic to purifying and cleansing. Amen. Praise God. First baptism, amen, that was noted was when Moses brought, amen, the Israelites through the Red Sea. Right after they crossed over the Red Sea was dry, praise God. But as they stepped out on dry ground, praise God, they had to be baptized. And I'll show you the scriptures, amen, I'm doing some teaching on that. Because the baptism was important, amen, for them to be sanctified, cleansed from the old nature, the Egyptian way of life, and then turn around, praise God, and begin to serve God, amen, in the newness of life. Praise God. So I'm going to do some teaching on that. And then it said, honor, John 5:23, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father, which has sent me. Amen. You can't want God and don't want Jesus. You can't don't want Jesus and not want the Holy Ghost. They're all three one. They're not divided. You got to have all of them. Hallelujah. Then John 6:44-65. No man can come unto me except the Father which had sent me draw him. Now, Jesus just said, you can't come unto the Father not unless what? I send you to the Father. Now Jesus said, now you got to be drawn, amen, and sent to Jesus, amen, by Jesus to the Father, amen. So they work together as one. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. They're always in agreement. Praise God. You get your husband and wife, amen. One minute, amen, he's saying one thing, and then the next minute she's saying one thing, and they're not in agreement, then you were saying, what is this that they can't understand? We're supposed to be one accord. Amen. Praise God. So God began to work on it as you pray. Amen. And there is a complete agreement. And then you said, honey, I was thinking the same thing. Praise God. Because God has put you together in unity to walk in agreement. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. How can two walk together except they agree? Thank you, Jesus. Prayer and intercession and faith. Amen. 1 Timothy, amen, 2. I exhort thee, therefore, that first of all, supplication, prayer, intercession, and giving of thanks be made known, amen, for all men. Psalms 92:1. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto the name of the Lord, O Most High. We literally need to praise God, and there's a difference between the praise and the worship. Worship is when you are what I would say, adoration. Amen. Praise God. Some people worship with the bowing of the head, and they begin to communicate with God. Amen. They begin to talk to him. Amen. Praise God. Some people will get on their knees, and they begin to communicate with God. That's worship, amen. But praise is when you dance and jump around and rejoice in the Lord. And so I'll do a teaching on that about how we praise and worship. Then salvation, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins. Amen. The blood makes an atonement for our souls. Atonement means remission. Amen. Literally, amen, praise God, that remission will stop the sin. Amen. When that blood, amen, hits, amen, that atonement, amen, makes, amen, praise God, that remission, amen, praise God, the sin will stop. That means Satan can't go no further because that sin will stop. Amen, praise God. That's why the blood is so important today. We need the blood in everything that we do. When I was cooking the food, what I did, I pleaded the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When, and Trina, I tell you, praise God, as I cook, I'm constantly washing my hand. I tell Trina, amen, I say, one thing, amen, I say, Terrence, why the bill going to be so high? I say, because I'm constantly washing my hand. If I keep myself clean in essence, amen, and keep everything anointed and pray over it, don't you know the food is sanctified so that when you eat it, you're going to eat it in pleasure and don't have to worry about nothing? I give God the glory. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And then Revelations 12 and 1, and they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the words of their testimonies, and they loved not their lives unto death. Praise God. So, amen, praise God. We need to always, amen, praise God, testify. Amen. Then we pay tithes. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Abraham paid tithes. Amen. To the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And Jesus said, render unto Caesar's, which is Caesar's, and unto God, which is God. Amen. That, in essence, is whatever belonged to God, the 10%, you need to give it. A lot of people said, well, tithe was in the Old Testament. Well, I'm just telling you what Jesus just said. And then Paul speaks about a cheerful giver. Because of the law, amen, it has changed, and we are not supposed to give love offerings, amen, as far as the laws of America, as far as the churches are concerned, because, amen, being a nonprofit organization, every speaker that come in, you don't give them love offerings anymore. So we give them seed offerings because the law has changed. I am chartered, amen, and I'll let you see the information, amen. And everything is legal, praise God, as it is a nonprofit, amen, entity. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord's Supper is always given. I don't care what nobody say. For I have received of the Lord, praise God. Thank you, Jesus, and which I will deliver unto you. Praise God, as the Lord's Supper. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Oh, man. God is the creator of all things. We must keep his commandments. There are angels. We're not supposed to worship angels. Amen. Praise God. Satan has demons, a third part of heavens, amen, Satan took right along with him. Amen. And they fly in the heavens and around us all day long. They just, I mean, they close like this here. Amen. Praise God. You can see them. You can feel their presence. You can smell them. Amen. Some of them have odors. Amen. Praise God. And they are principalities. But we don't wrestle against principalities and their powers. Amen. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. Praise God, excuse me. Amen. But we wrestle against principalities and their power, spiritual wickedness in high places, rulers of the darkness of this world. Now, one of the things that we don't do with principalities and their powers is you get in a position, amen, where you're not developed. No, you're not going to wrestle against them. You go to God. But when God gives you the power, then you are able to fight against the wicked one that has been fighting against you because you now have that power and authority. And because we are kingdom builders, we are a kingdom children, then we walk in authority. We walk in that kingdom authority, amen, and we are able to execute it through the word. So we never give the devil, we don't wrestle with him, tell him right then and there, praise God, the word of God say, amen, we rebuke you. We resist you. Amen. Praise God. We have to give him the word. Praise God. And so I give God the glory. Amen. Praise God. So I gave you some information, amen, praise God, concerning the church, amen, and the grand opening, amen, praise God. And before, amen, we go any further, amen, praise God, I would like for our singer to come forth, amen, and sing us a song, amen, praise God, or two. And then from there we're going to get right into, amen, the services, amen, and the message that is presented for today. Praise God.
Thank you so much for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be here. The devil is alive, though. He tried to keep me away. Everything that could happen and go wrong this morning did go wrong. But I'm here, and I just praise God for that. The song I'm about to sing is called, what is it called? I Know the Lord Will Make a Way.
I know the Lord will make a way. Oh, yes, he will. I know the Lord will make a way. Oh, yes, he will. He'll make a way for me and for you. I know the Lord will see you safely through. I know the Lord will make a way.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will.
Yes.
I know the Lord will make a way. Oh, yes, he will. I know the Lord will make a way. Oh, yes, he will. Oh, he'll make a way for me and for you.
Yes, Lord.
I know. We'll see you safely through. I know the Lord will make a way.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yes, he will.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I know the Lord will make a way. Oh, yes, he will. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just excited. Amen. I have tried him. Hallelujah. And he has met every need. Not just one need, praise God, but every need.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So I give God the glory. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know we'll make a way. Oh, yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Have you ever been down and out? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And seem like, amen, you tried your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, your friend, amen, and nobody, hallelujah, amen, was there for you. But when God stepped in, he stepped in right on time. I know the Lord, I'm Oshana, I'm Osiah, will make a way. Oh, yes, he will. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I give God the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. We got to sing, amen, this song, amen, and to celebrate the Lord with me. Praise God. We got to all sing it together. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes. You gotta start it off for me.
Okay.
Come on and celebrate the Lord with me. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Come on and clap your hands with me. Come on and clap your hands with me. Come on and clap your hands with me. Come on and clap your hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on and dance, dance with me. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Come on and praise the Lord with me. Come on and praise the Lord with me. Come on and praise the Lord with me.
Praise God. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is a celebration. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And it is time, amen, praise God, to lift up God, amen, and to give him glory. All the honor and all the praise. Hallelujah. There is none like him. Praise God. Who is worthy to be praised? Amen. Praise God. I want to tell you, amen, praise God, that Jesus, amen, is Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen, praise God. If you have your Bibles, amen, praise God, amen, before you, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to come out of the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 13 through 16. This is the word for the day. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, Jesus is Christ. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The Son of the living God. Hallelujah. I said earlier that Buddha can't save you. Thank you, Jesus. I said earlier that Muhammad, amen, don't have a place to put you in. And Henry Kushner, amen, praise God, he is gone a long time ago. Ain't nobody, amen, that has risen out of the grave but Jesus Christ first. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, praise God. So we know who Jesus. Amen. Praise God. We thank God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for taking us. Praise God. Hallelujah. And praise God to know who Jesus is. And Savior. Amen. He is our rock. Amen. Our Redeemer. Praise God. Amen. The Holy One of Israel. Praise God. So we want to, amen, give him glory today. Amen. A lot of people don't know who Jesus is, but I found him, amen, praise God, as he found me. I've gone through much suffering, amen, and I was looking for help. Amen. Praise God. When he called me, I ran to him. I didn't run away from him, praise God, but so Jesus, amen, the Son of the living God, amen, praise God, is he. In the book of Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 through 16, and when Jesus came unto the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Whom do men say that the Son of Man am? Praise God. And they said, Ezekiel Shaddai. Some said that thou art John the Baptist, and some said Elias, and others said Jeremiah, amen, one of the prophets. And he said unto them, but who say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. I said earlier that a lot of people, they just don't know who Jesus is. Some of them have even heard about Jesus. And today, all over the world, people are preaching, amen, because, amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, they need, amen, to extend out the word of God to the people. Amen, and because of lack of knowledge, amen, a lot of people don't know who God is or his son Jesus is. But I stop by to tell you today that Jesus is the Son of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And without him, we don't have life. And without him, we do not have the light. Hallelujah. To shine in a dark world. So Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Who knew no sin, got involved with mankind in order to help them overcome. How many want to be an overcomer today? Hallelujah. So you need to know who Jesus is. My God, thank you, Jesus. Jesus is the Christ, amen, the Son of the living God. My God, I want to thank him today. And the Bible said in Matthew 26:63, come on, Holy Ghost, but Jesus held his peace. And the high priest answered and said unto him, I adjure thee by the living God that thou, amen, tell us, whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God, come on, Sunday, that the Bible said, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. As the high priest began to question Jesus, before they crucified him, they wanted to make sure that he was the Christ. But Jesus, being meek and lowly, hallelujah, knew he didn't have to answer to nobody but Father God. Who are you answering to today? You should be answering to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He's the one that can set the captives free. My God, my God, my God. Amen. And then they call him the King of the Jews. Well, I want to tell you something. He went on to prove himself as being the King of the Jews. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I seen in a dream one day, I give God the glory. And Jesus was sitting, amen, it looked like at a desk. And he was dressed all holy and in royalty. And a thorn was on his head. And I said, Jesus, I don't see no blood. And I don't see, amen, you, amen, hanging on the cross with the crown of thorns on your head. But you're sitting down, look like at a desk. And there's a crown of thorns on your head. And I asked Jesus, I said, why you got on the crown of thorns? And you're no longer on the cross. You see, if you were still on the cross, we wouldn't be saved today. But Jesus went on to tell me, and I give God the glory. He said, amen, when they crucified me, they put the crown of thorns up on my head. Hallelujah. Blood went everywhere. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then they whooped me with many stripes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then they turned around. Come on, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then they put a robe on me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I bless your name. And then they turned around and hung me on the cross. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. And when they hung me on the cross, they put nails in my hand. And then they put nails in my feet. Hallelujah. And I died from the 6th to the 9th hour. But the Bible said, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Jesus. They couldn't even break his legs when they came to see if he was dead, because the Bible said not one of his bones would be broken. And Jesus died on the cross for us, that we might have a right to the tree of life. But he told me, I sit and rotting now in heaven with my Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And this crown represents that I am the King of the Jews and the Gentiles as well. But I am the King of suffering. I overcame by the blood, my own blood, and died on the cross. And I show mankind that they don't have to die in their sins. They don't have to go to hell, because I died for them, for the remission of their sins. And then the Bible said in Isaiah 53rd chapter 1 through 12, who had believed our report? Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And who is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. And he had no form nor comeliness about him. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire. We, if we look at Jesus back in those days, he didn't come here to be pretty and handsome, but he came here to do the will of the Father. And he said, I come to do his will, my Father's will, and that will I do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then the Bible said, he is despised and rejected. We have been despised and rejected just like him. They have put us out of the churches, some of us, and they have talked about us and called us everything but the child of God, and man of sorrow, and acquainted with grief. Oh, my God, I thank you, Jesus. A lot of us have had sorrow today. Amen, praise God. And we had grief in our lives, and he hid it at our face from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Amen. And Jesus, amen, hallelujah, literally did this because he loved us so much that he was wounded for our transgression, and he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. Somebody need peace today. Hallelujah, and with his stripes we are healed. Come on, Holy Ghost. Oh, we are like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own ways, but the Lord has laid on him the iniquities of us all. You see, amen, praise God. Jesus took and bore our sins. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Our undeserving nation of people,